You know, I don't know really how much you really learn from the books in college, but I know that you do learn about life. You learn about how to get along with people. You learn how to use the mechanics that you're taught. I don't think all of us, unless you're a certain particular profession, where you come out and that's what you do. Most people come out as a background for what they do in life. And I mean, how many lawyers really practice law? I mean, the law background is just unbelievably good. So I mean, that's what I like. I think that my time at Ohio State was great. I liked Ohio State a lot. I got a great background there. I spent 5 years there doing 3 years in pharmacy and 2 years in the business school, and they kicked me out because they said they didn't have enough. They wouldn't be sticking around too long. But anyway, they didn't kick me out, but that was close. But the I mean, what you're doing here is I'm obviously in full support of what you're doing, and you feed so many other colleges from Lorain Community College.
Todd Shapiro from the Chronicle.
When you came here, Jack, in 1990 for the first time, did you think that this event would still be going on after 25 years?
I can't even remember 1990. I have no idea. You hope when you start be involved in an inaugural of something that it would continue on. When we started it, Jack, would you come up? We want to raise some money for Lorain Community College. There was no idea about it being a continuing thing. It was a one-time thing, and then you decide to do it again. You decide to do it again. Pretty soon, 25 years later, you're still doing it. You're still raising money, and it's still for a great cause.
If you look around you, Jack, I mean, the poster from your first year, a young Phil Mickelson, Tom Weisskopf, a native Ohioan himself, Lee Trevino. Behind me, I think, is Norman. I mean, it's your legacy, your reputation, the respect that all of these guys have and had for you obviously brought them to Lorain County as well. We're very thankful for that.
Well, I think that's nice. I think nice that these guys come here and play and be part of it.
Bill?
Jack, when you look at these guys, your career spanned so many years, and you were so good late in your career. I can
well,
give you a whole list of guys.
Don't say late, because it's late now, and I'm not so good anymore.
To what do you attribute that?
Tribute what?
I'm sorry. I can give you a list of guys who, you know, that didn't win majors after 35, and you know, you, Phil, and Gary won several after 35, you after 40. How did you stay so good so long?
Well, that's a hard question to ask somebody about themselves, but all I ever did was try to be the best I could be. And I always felt like I wanted to continue to climb a mountain. And as long as I was climbing that mountain to try to get better, that's what I tried to do. And to do that, I had to figure out a method that was right for me. I wasn't one of the guys that played 40 tournaments a year and beat my brains out trying to play everywhere, win everything, do everything I could. I just didn't think that was going to be productive. So I built my, early on, I was sort of I was a USGA fan, but I enjoyed USGA events. I always built started out building my my teenage and early 20s around the USGA Open, the Opens and the Amateurs. And that just expanded to the PGA and the British Open and the Masters, because Masters was part of that. Started playing that, I guess, when I was 19. And the those I felt were the lasting, most important events. So I paced myself to that. Always tried to build myself up at the beginning of the year to the Masters so that I would have four high points during the year, the Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, PGA Championship, and then let myself down in between and build myself back up. I always made sure that I was rested, just as sharp and just as eager at the end of the year as I was at the beginning of the year. And by doing that, I think it increased my span that I played golf, my longevity, and I think that it sparked my interest for a long time. So my career really ended probably in 1940. That's when I started, when I was 40. And when I won the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship that year, I was too young to quit playing golf. I probably should have said goodbye then. But I loved playing golf. But I would have to say that in my 40s, I really didn't work as hard at my game. I had more interest in my kids and what they were doing and watching them and being part of what their lives were and growing up. I got a little lightning in the bottle in 86. And I only won three tournaments after 40. After 19, or what was it, 1980? I only won three tournaments. I won the Colonial in 82 and the Memorial Tournament in 84 and the Masters in 86. And that's all I won on the U.S. Tour. I still played a little bit, but I never really prepared. And because I was doing so many other things, and I really enjoyed that. I was building a business that I really enjoyed. I'm still trying to build a business.
One follow-up. Many people, golf experts, say it's on the 18 majors is the record. The 19 seconds is just puts it way up.
19 what?
19 seconds. 19 runners up.
That just means I was unsuccessful 19 times. That's the way I look at it.
You had a chance to win it.
I'm sorry?
It means you had a chance to win it.
Maybe. Yeah, I probably did. That means I choked 19 times. But that's all right. You know.
The competitors still
I do not like finishing second. You can tell you that.
We've got about maybe six more minutes with Jack. Our time with Jack, we said we'd be done with him at 11:30.
That's all right. We're fine.
You're fine.
What we did was, of those 19, I always felt like as long as I prepared, as long as I gave it my best effort, that was all I could do. If somebody played better than I did, then, it was smile on my face, congratulations, well done. And probably of those 19 seconds, I probably had, 10 of them that somebody beat me and I played pretty well, and probably the other half of them was ones that I probably wasn't that close to contention and probably didn't have a shot to win. I had thirds. I finished shot back at Carnoustie to Watson and Jack.
Well, that was the shootout.
No, I can't remember the fellow's name. Anyway, Watson won that one, and I finished third at one shot back at Litham, to Rogers and Charles. So I mean, I had several that I had really good chances to win. Trevino chipped in, as you say, on the one. Watson chipped in on one. A lot of other things, but I self-destructed a few times too. But I tried not to, but most of the time, as long as I gave it my best effort, that was what I did. And you were right, I put myself in a position to win a lot of times. And that's really what you're trying to do, is put yourself in a position. If you do that, your exposure is good, you're going to win some times. And, so there's times when other guys didn't finish their tournament either. So, and I probably was a beneficiary of that. But I enjoyed my career. I love playing golf. I think that I love the competition probably more than I probably love the golf. I mean, I love golf, but competition, golf was my vehicle to competition. And once I lost my vehicle to competition, then, it was time for me to go do something else. I really never really anticipated playing much on the senior tour, and I didn't play a lot. I played maybe five or six tournaments a year, but most all of those were majors, and all of a sudden they turned out, I think I won eight majors on the senior tour, something like that. And those were fun too, because they were, they kept my competitive juices alive and kept me playing and enjoying the game and having fun and seeing a lot of the guys that I played with. My wife was, friends with all those people as we grew up. And it was a little bit more relaxed atmosphere on the senior tour, Champions Tour, as they call it now. But to be able to be involved in a sport and maintain a position in that sport most all your life has been very rewarding. It's been a lot of fun.
Judge has a question.
Ron, if I may make a comment.
Yes.
Jack talks about preparation. And I'll tell you an incident.
we were, Art Myers and I were to play with Jack down in Florida. So we drove down and we were looking for Jack because we wanted to practice. And it rained, it poured, it just like somebody opened a faucet and let it down.
That never happened.
We got to this driving range. And there's a guy out there in a yellow slicker and a yellow hat, and he's hitting golf balls. And the rain is just coming down, and we're saying to myself, who's that dumb guy out there? And lo and behold, preparation, it was Jack Nicklaus hitting golf balls in what I would call a tornado because the water was coming down so much. That's one of the reasons he's been so great all of the time that we've known him.
Well, let me tell you how I learned that, Joe. 1954, I was 14 years old. We were playing the Ohio Amateur in Sylvania, in Toledo, Ohio. 1954, yeah. Yeah, I guess right. Anyway, 54, and it was a day, it was pouring down rain. And I was on the golf course, and I was the only one on the golf course. It was on a Tuesday. The tournament starts on Thursday. And I'm the only one on the golf course. And I walked off the golf course, and I went out, and here was this guy hitting golf balls on the range in the pouring down rain. And I watched him for about 15, 20 minutes. And I looked at him, and I said, boy, is that guy strong. Man, is he hitting in 9 irons about this high? And I walked in. I says, "Who in the world is that other crazy guy?" And they go, "Oh, that's Arnold Palmer, our defending champ." So I learned a little lesson there. It's not too bad to be out in the rain. He did pretty well.
Jack, when you think of the commitment that the judge talked about, and I think that commitment's a good word in the preparation. If you look at the type of student we serve at Lorain County Community College, it's say a traditional student, 18, that doesn't have enough money to go to a four-year school right away, or say it's a father who is being retrained, or a single mom. There's a lot of commitment and preparation and perseverance that goes there. And if you look at you winning 18 majors and over a four-day stretch of a major, there's a lot of ebbs and flows to that. Can you draw any comparison between the ebbs and flows of say a student at a place like Lorain County Community College to commitment and preparation, and something that you would have to entail in a
I think that you've got to have an end goal.
Yeah.
And an end goal in somebody coming to school here is they want to get an education, and they want to start their life and move forward, or they're coming back to school at a later age, and they want to get education that'll help them progress in life. And the preparation that I did, it was as it relates on the golf course, it's no different any business you're in. If you don't prepare, you're going to get beat. That's the way it works. And so I always made sure that I was prepared, and that's all I could do. I think my father was pretty good at teaching me that. He introduced me to all sports. He was a good athlete, and he felt like get yourself prepared, get yourself ready, and get yourself ready for the competition, and whatever it might be, just be ready, because you never know what your competition is going to be or how good it's going to be. So the better you're prepared, and I'm sure Lorain Community College does exactly that to prepare the kids for future. That's what they're for.
Absolutely.
That's what you're here for, right?
Absolutely.
You know other reason, right?
That's exactly right.
Dr. Church?
Well, I think the analogy is a good one. Whether you're preparing for a tournament when you're 40 or when you're 19, it's the same process, and that's the process of education. And we see it day in, day out, and we've changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people through that process right here at Lorain County Community College.
Yep. Todd, any other questions?
When you're out around the game of golf, too, do you see anybody on the PGA Tour that reminds yourself of you when you were younger?
Well, I'm not really out on the tour, so that's one thing I don't really do much of. I spend little time at a few events, but not. I don't ever get out much. I get out, I never can see anything, and I think that I see in Rory, and I see in Jordan, I see in Ricky Fowler, I see in Jason Day. And there's a bunch of other young kids that are coming along that, one of the kids that just amazes me is, and here I am, names are falling by me. Oh, come on, Jack. He's come to me a lot. The kid that's had the heart transplants.
Oh, hmm? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name either, Jack.
Somebody I know.
He's had two, as I recall.
He's had two heart transplants. Here's a kid. Come on, Jack. He's been up to my place 50 times. But anyway, I think he had his first heart transplant when he was like 7 years old, and had another one when he was like 27 years old. And here he is out there, and the last one came from somebody that killed on a motorcycle accident. And he was talking about it, and he was at Muirfield. We had given him an exemption at Muirfield, and the people that were in the family of that kid was there, that met him, that their son's heart was donated to him. But here's a kid that wants, and he's becoming a pretty good player. He's got his card. He's come close. He's finished second a couple of times now. And
Eric Compton.
Eric Compton. Yeah, I think Eric, and Eric's a really nice kid. Eric's probably 31. But you talk about determination, and somebody who is wants to be something. And we got some kids, got a lot of kids. Not of many have gone through the problems that Eric has had, but a lot of them have gone through a lot of things.
One final question, Bill.
Your friend and mine, George Sweeta. I don't know what the story is. He wanted me to ask you.
Well, anything George has, you never know what it might be. So we'll be all right.
Well, one is about playing an exhibition with Sam Snead in between rounds of the Open, and one is a long prior contest you and Arnold had in Athens.
Well, first was 1956, and I was asked to play an exhibition. I was 16 years old. Asked to play an exhibition with Sam Snead, and actually Pete Dye, in Urbana, Ohio. And I was playing in the Ohio Open in Marietta, and Bob Kepler, the Ohio State golf course coach, was running the tournament. And the fellow who was putting it on was a fellow named Warren Grimes from Urbana. And I talked to Kep. I said, Kep, it's a great opportunity for me to go play with Sam Snead. He says, by the luck of the draw, you'll have a late starting time on Thursday and an early starting time on Friday, and you can go play Friday afternoon in this exhibition. So the luck of the draw, I did that. And Warren Grimes sent down an old E-18, I guess it was, picked me up in Marietta and flew me up to Urbana. I played with Sam Snead, and I'd shot 76-70 the first two rounds. And I looked at Sam and watched that rhythm and watched the swing, and I said, boy, that's so pretty. I went back and imitated him the next day, shot 64 in the morning, 72 in the afternoon, won the tournament, won the High Open. And that was that story. And a couple years later, they were having Dal Finsterwald had won the PGA, I think in 57. In 58, they were having Dal Finsterwald Day in Athens. And Arnold and Howard Baker Saunders and I were invited down to play this thing. It's the first time I'd actually ever met Arnold. And on the first tee, they decided to have a driving contest. I don't know, the first hole's a little downhill, as I recall, maybe 300 and some odd yards. And we had a driving contest, and I drove it over the green. And Arnold drove it on the green. And so I won the driving contest, but I think Arnold shot 63, and I shot like 67 or 8 or something like that. So that was the two stories you're talking about. Okay. George would have those stories. Good guy.
Yes.
Jack, before we close our session with you here, how many times over the years have you played with the judge ballpark-wise? A dozen times?
I don't know. How many times have we played?
Maybe 30, Jack.
30.
We started.
Well, you got a wild imagination.
And based on those occasions, has the judge ever gotten into your pocket?
Oh, I don't know. He probably has. He's got me here.
Well, that's it. And we're thankful for that.
Oh, sure. We're delighted to be here. Delighted to be here. Delighted to be part of what you're doing, your 25th anniversary of this. We wish Dr. Church and the university and the college, I guess, the college well. And we'll go on and have a nice fun day, and thank you all for being here and participating.
Dr. Church, would you like
to? Ron, you know, we certainly are honored and privileged to have Jack come back and to reinforce all the good work over all the years. Remember, a lot of that good work has been done by the Foundation Board and by all the contributors, the Cromling family, the Spitzer family. Lots of folks have supported this over a long period of time, and that's really what's made this foundation one of the strongest community college foundations in the country today, and it's making a difference in perpetuity for the residents of Lorain County. So we're honored and privileged. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your day.